Classic Rock 101.5. We're home with Bob and Tom in the morning, long blocks of classic rock. We have been putting together this fishing trip. It's with the Walleye Connection, Lake of the Woods in Minnesota. Gary Moeller. Do I have the name right, Gary?
You got it. How are we doing, man?
I'm doing good.
I've been with the Ballard family for 35 years now here on Lake of the Woods. This will be the start of my, I believe, 36th season, something like that, coming up this spring. But yeah, I'm a partner now at the resort, been here for several years. So what I want to talk more about, Jim, is your fishing prowess. I need to know about your fishing prowess coming up here to the walleye capital of the world.
Oh, man, I love to fish. I have done a lot of fishing in the South, right, like the Gulf, you know.
Sure.
I've never been on a trip north. And I'm really, really looking forward to it because, you know, I went out with my grandson over the weekend. We caught some nice, you know, channel catch. But walleye, not as easy to come by here, right?
Yeah, well, you guys got, McConaughey down there? Is that where you're near, McConaughey?
Yeah, well, no. Yeah. I mean, McConaughey's a little further for me, so I have a lot of other choices that are closer here.
Okay.
But if you're going to catch walleye, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Well, Lake of the Woods, you know, a.k.a. Walleye Capital of the World, so we got that going for us. The Ballard family has been running the show up here since 1961, and we have built this program, the Walleye Connection, which are our motor coach tours during the summertime, where we're bringing anglers in from all over the Midwest every week. We've got a motor coach that comes in on a Sunday. They fish Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They leave on a Thursday. It's been a tremendous program for us. Something we've been running for well over 20 years now. I think we actually did some trips like way, way back in the day out of your area.
Yeah, we did.
But yeah. Did you know, the thing that gets me too is that we've expanded it so far now to the point where I would easily say we take more people from Nebraska walleye fishing than any other outfitter, in the entire country.
Well, look, when you get a chance to come to the walleye capital of the world, I mean, that's not just a trip, that's an adventure.
Well, exactly. I mean, the day-to-day for people that haven't done it before with us, the charter fishing itself is unique because Lake of the Woods is huge. It's 90 miles long, 60 miles wide. It's 1 million acres of water. We're running 15, 16 charter boats a day out of the resort. We're fishing with up to 6 people on the boat, plus your guide. You leave at 8 o'clock in the morning, you get on the boat, everything is taken care of. The rods, the reels, the bait, the tackle, you got your guide on the boat, there's a bathroom on the boat. Just a super easy way to show up and go. And again, the walleye fishing, we'd like to say it's second to nowhere. Our catch rates, as far as per person rates, are the highest of anywhere you'll find in the state of Minnesota.
What are the limits on walleye in Minnesota?
On Lake of the Woods, we have a 6-fish limit, which is an aggregate. That's a combination of walleyes and saugers, which I'm sure you guys probably have some type of sauger in Nebraska.
Yep.
Ours are all natural, so it's an aggregate limit. 6 total, no more than 4 of those can be walleyes. For us, you're going to be fishing for 3 days. You're coming up on Sunday. We're going to fish Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, Monday we're fishing all day from 8 to 4. We're going to take lunches with us on the boat. We'll have beverages on the boat. We're going to fish all day, and then we're going to eat fresh fish for supper that first night. So we like to put pressure on people right away, Jim.
Let's catch fish.
You have to go out and fulfill that hunter-gatherer instinct.
Hey, I'm with
you. Follow me?
I follow that totally.
So that's day one. Day one, we're eating fresh fish. Day two, we're going to meet up, and we're going to do a group shore lunch with everybody, either at one of the designated island shore lunch areas or at one of the state park docking areas. We'll all meet up somewhere and have a group shore lunch. And then day three, we always leave it up to the individuals. They can either fish all day and choose to take a limit of fish home with them at that time, or they can do a shore lunch again and maybe just take a partial limit home. So, but either way, there's an opportunity to eat plenty of fish while you're here. and also to bring a few fish home with you.
And there's nothing like fresh walleye, and I can't imagine. Lake of the Woods, explain to people where Lake of the Woods is, where Ballard's Resort is.
Well, super simple. You know, for you guys out in Nebraska, you zip over to I-29, you point your compass north, you basically drive almost all the way to the Canadian border, and then you take a right-hand turn, you head east, and about 2 hours later into Minnesota, right on the border, you arrive at Lake of the Woods. So we are a border lake. Portion of the lake is in Minnesota. Portion of the lake is in Ontario. We strictly fish the Minnesota side of the lake during the summertime.
Fantastic. I can't even imagine what that's like to get out there, catch fish, and, you know, you got your guide, you got your rods, your reels, your bait, your everything's included. Now, meals are included in this as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. The only thing we do is, like, we try to expedite the travel time. We run with the folks from Windstar Lines. They're the ones that do all the motor coaching for us. So we tell people, hey, pack whatever you want to eat and drink for the ride up so we can, you know, basically hit a couple rest stops, stretch our legs. Otherwise, there's a bathroom on the motor coach. But we like to expedite the travel time. Once you get to the resort, you know, we take care of dinners at night, breakfast in the morning, lunches during the day, again, dinners in the evenings. And then even on the return trip home, we do provide a meal service on your return trip as well.
So I started putting a pencil together on the, you know, on the pricing on this. And I don't know if you can really do it on your own. I mean, it's a great price.
Well, for what you get, again, it's just, the thing about it is it offers something unique for everyone. You have, you know, the quality of the fishery for one, tremendous, but the opportunity for whether it's families, like we see a lot of, say, grandpa, son, grandson, or you'll see grandma and grandpa, grandkids, or you'll see just, you know, a group of buddies. The accommodations, you know, we have cabins that sleep anywhere from 2 to 6 people. So you can really kind of sign up with any size group that you have. The other thing we should tell people, Jim, is that they can sign up as an individual. Somebody that, you know, wants to go on the trip but doesn't have a fishing buddy around anymore to go with them, or, you know, possibly their spouse doesn't fish. We can sign up singles on these trips. We'll do shared lodging for the trip, and we'll get you on a boat, you know, with one of these groups of 6 total people. So it is possible to travel alone as well.
So this is for anyone, basically, is what you're saying. I mean, if you're a single fisherman, if you want to do some bonding possibly with a son or a daughter,
100%.
A grandfather, you can get all of that on this trip.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we see. I mean, we have once we get these coach tours going, our repeat customer base really speaks volumes for us, because we get so many people that do these trips year after year after year with Ballard's Resort, which in this day and age, I don't think you see that as much as you used to, because people have a tendency to be more adventurous now. They want to try new things, do different things, see different things. But when you get people that are, you know, repeatedly doing these motor coach tours year after year, I think that says, hey, we got a good thing going, and we love it here at Ballard's.
I know we've done some with you. We've sent some listeners up on trips to Lake of the Woods at Ballard's Resort, and they come back and just have some amazing stories about, you know, the trip. Everything was great. They loved it.
Yeah. Hey, the other thing we should touch on is that, you know, if people are leaving from your area and they want to stop and pick up friends and family in Lincoln or Omaha, I think that we're planning to do that as well. So we can, you know, add people as we travel, you know, down the interstate heading toward 29.
Fantastic. I have I know I'm probably going to take my stepfather, who we've been talking about this. So he's in York, which is right along. It's in between Grand Island and Lincoln. So that's always a possibility.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And July, people say, like, hey, GM, what's the fishing like in July? My favorite month. I'm not just saying that. We do a lot of drift fishing during that time of year on the charters, where it's all live bait fishing. So we're literally putting the pole in your hand, we're putting a minnow or a night crawler or a leech on your hook, and we're fishing bottom bouncers and spinners. We're drifting, we're dragging mud, you know, we're fishing in the flats, and that's how we're catching these walleyes this time of year. So generally speaking, for those that have experienced Lake of the Woods, they know that mid-July to mid-August is our prime time for trophy fishing.
Wow.
When the weather, you know, being on the Canadian border, you want that water to heat up during the course of the summer. That's what really triggers those bigger fish to be active. So this date you guys have picked for July, absolute prime time, you know, as far as when to be here.
And you shouldn't be freezing to death. What are the average temperatures in July at Lake of the Woods?
Well, for us, it's warm if it gets into the 80s.
Right.
So, yeah, generally speaking, highs in the 70s, lows in the 60s. That's pretty typical. We always just tell people, you know, kind of prepare for whatever. Rain gear is the biggest thing, obviously. But generally speaking, July is the nicest weather of the summer for us. So great time to be up.
So we talked about walleye fishing is, I assume, is what we're after. But what other fish do you catch?
You know, not a lot. That's why it's, you know, the walleye cap of the world. So you're picturing this big, huge, gigantic lake that just on the Minnesota portion of the lake, they estimate the walleye population at about 10 million fish.
Wow.
So it's really an eat or be eaten fishery, Jim, meaning we have this, you know, we have this huge age grouping, all of these year classes of walleyes from age 1 all the way up to, say, age 18. And we have a very strong representation from each year class. That's what makes this fishery so successful, is because they're basically out there feeding off of not only themselves, but the bait fish, etc. So there's not a lot of room for other types of fish to be in the fishery. Occasionally somebody might catch a pike or a perch or, you know, the saugers, obviously, but for the most part, day in and day out, we're just out there banging away on those walleyes.
Nothing better than fresh walleye, I'm telling you.
Fresh wild walleyes. That's what we like to say. Can't beat it, exactly.
Well, Gary,
we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great summer.
We are looking forward to the trip as well. So, we're real close on this thing. We need a few more on the bus, right?
Yes, absolutely. If people want more information, they can hop on the website. It's ballardsresort.com. Just look at the Walleye Connection tour schedule. You'll see your trip listed there with all the information. Again, ballardsresort.com. Or if they want to give us a call on the toll-free number, it's 1-800-PRO-CORK. That's 800-PROCORK. All they have to do is ask for information about the Walleye Connection tours, and we can, you know, email, mail, whatever, to get the details in your hands and get you signed up.
Fantastic. Gary, and you can go to our websites as well if you want links over to Ballard's. We have all those at this radio station website. So log on, get there, get signed up, the Walleye Connection. Gary, we appreciate you taking the time to explain the trip to us.
Absolutely, my man. As we like to say here at Ballard's, set the hook.